all in the action of the wrist. A very firm wrist when you're actually tamping down. A little twist just to flatten the puck itself and the grind. And I tell you what, they don't use a convex tamper, they use a flat tamper. And I had a little discussion with them. Sadly, I didn't have my tape recorder with me, or else I would have spoken to Nathan and to the other guy and just got their feedback on what it's like to tamp well and how, and if they've got any tips on the tamping. But from what I see and from what I've read and learned, you've got to really keep a very straight wrist and you've got to push down very evenly, because what you don't want is that one side of the basket gets more pressure than the other, because then your tamp will be uneven and then the water obviously does not find its way evenly through the whole of the ground coffee that you've tamped down into your basket and portafilter. And then when I asked them, well, why do you actually do that test of just turning the portafilter around very coolly, like throwing it from one hand to the next? Well, first of all, it's a cool thing to do. I'm pretty sure it's that. But also, it just proves that actually there's not going to be any channeling happening, because everything sits very evenly compacted in the basket itself. So I'm not suggesting you should all try this at home, but I've had my little mini Olympics here trying it myself. And I tell you what, one or two of those baskets just got emptied when I turned them over. And that happened when I used the convex tamper. It didn't happen when I used the flat tamper. Maybe flat is better than convex? What do you think?